Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Speak to the Truth podcast. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the Portland Police Bureau and their unfair hiring practices, as far as I'm concerned. Quite literally, racial exclusion. Why? Why would I say racial exclusion? Why? Also, exclusion based on sex as well. I mean, they have a target goal for hiring females. 30% of their force is allegedly supposed to be female by the year 2030. At least that's what their equity inclusion paperwork says that got put out in January 2025. Now, all of this is stemming because of a major issue that we ended up spotting yesterday. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, you got to ask yourself also why. Why is it that the Portland police, after arresting this Antifa guy, decided it would be a good idea to take this F Trump flag and pump it into the air? Watch this. This isn't like a little mistake. At first, I thought, well, maybe he's just trying to fold the flag up or something. And then I watched it again. Now, this officer quite literally takes it and just, watch this, just pumps it. Unveils it, pumps it into the air, like the opposite of that. Like that had nothing to do with anything else. So why do we have Portland police that feel this way, that are walking around on the streets, quite literally like pumping an F Trump flag that they ended up finding? These are the questions that I have, and I think most people should. You know, if you're supposed to be a police officer, politics are supposed to stay out of it completely and wholeheartedly, but for some reason, this guy just feels the need to pump that flag as he's walking around holding it. I, for the life of me, couldn't understand it until I started looking into their hiring practices and stuff. Allow me to introduce to you guys, all right, the interim director of the Office of Equity and Human Rights for the city of Portland.
We obviously have a disproportionate number of young black men and boys being killed by police. That's the outcome. Mm-hmm. Does that mean all cops are racist? No, of course not. But there's something happening in the system. There's something happening there that is creating these outcomes. And there's so much to it. So, you know, I don't want to oversimplify it by saying, oh, you know, it's just about outcomes. But the hard work comes into that culture change. What is it about law enforcement? Now, I'm not saying that it's all about implicit bias and all this stuff. There's something about law enforcement. There's something about the military that can attract white nationalists.
There's something about the law enforcement and there's something about the military that can attract white nationalists. And black people are being killed at disproportionate rates, according to him, when it comes to law enforcement. And that within itself is a lie, according to like the FBI, particularly when you take a look and you go just a little bit deeper past it. When you talk about like violent crime offenders and the amount of violent crime offenders and the amount of contacts that end up getting made, I mean, white people are actually shot at a greater disparity than black people. Like, we have pushed it to that edge today. And yet this is the guy that's leading all of these policy changes. And so, yeah, you're right. It is woke. And before we get into his friends, you know, all of this got brought to my attention, honestly. All of this got brought to my attention because of this post over here by Nick Swarder talking about this officer, Saad Badri, who definitely seems to be or was an anti-white activist who expressed anger at white people gaining benefits at the cost of others. It's not a joke. Nick actually put a very good thread together on this yesterday. It's blowing my mind as I look through this. These are his words, allegedly. Let's start thinking how our society shames marginalized groups for a minute. I mean, we certainly don't hold the same standard of beauty people, even politicians, cough, cough, Trump, think we are criminals. Another statement that he ended up putting out, it's not shaming white people. The title of a certain article was just clickbait to get viewers to read it. And by no means, it is not being racist. Let's see here. Again, the focus of this project isn't about skin color. It's about the destructive ideology of whiteness that has created racism. Also a problem. Again, these are officers that have been hired on by the Portland police. Like, they have looked through their social media. They've looked through their prior postings. But there is a reason this man got hired. And I found it. And I'm going to show it to you guys. And you're going to see all this crap. And you're going to be like, what the heck is going on? I want to be a police officer. And I hope one day to work in and around the Portland metro area. Police work is weirdly intertwined with the work I do here at the Multicultural Center. These ideas are critical for the work of new police officers who join the police department, especially if they want to change the way the system works to disenfranchise and bring unintended biases on people. There's another quote from, here's another one. This is institutional oppression at its finest. The fact that a small yet powerful minority is able to use power to oppress another group with their idea of Southern pride. This is a perfect juxtaposition to the situation of South Africa during apartheid. So now we're bringing up apartheid. For the love of God, why do we have to talk about all of those things? Now, I just showed you the interim director. Well, what about the interim deputy director? Her name goes by Judith Mowry. I went over and I found her IG. That in itself was pretty troubling when I started digging through it. And again, these people are listed as the director and deputy director. This lady right here, this is the deputy director for equity and inclusion over there. And they oversee a lot. You guys are about to see that here in just a second. How much crap these people look over. But I want, like, if the crap that Nick found, slightly shocking, crap that, we identified with the director, kind of shocking that he actually thinks that cops are like that. But let's take a look at what she believes. This is, again, from her IG. If you're using this restroom and you think a person's gender doesn't match the sign on the door, follow these steps. Don't worry about it. They know better than you. She just calls it a good sign. But then there's this, where she says, I love this. Some disabilities look like this. Some look like this. Now, when I initially saw this, I thought, well, maybe there is a different meaning to this, to be fair. Maybe it is that some people are just disabled and that you just don't see it. I don't think that's what she's trying to mean here. To me, what this flat out means is that being a male or a female, this is how I read it after going through her profile, that either being a male or a female is a disability. Basically, your brain is not woke enough, therefore you have a mental disability. It is probably one of the most disturbing things that I have seen as, like, I flick through it. And why do I think that is the meaning of this poster? Well, because I dug a little bit deeper on top of that other one. She also went to April 2025 hands-off protest fighting against Trump and Elon Musk. And there you can see she felt the need to post, you know, a picture of the lady with a Free Gaza hat and a Palestinian flag. And of course, resist fascism over in the background. Now, these are the people, make no mistake about it, that are driving the policies over in Portland, particularly within the Portland Police Department. I went over and I took a look at Bob Day. And I'm like, how is it that these people are actually in existence there? And from this article on Portland.gov, all right, from February 20th of 2025, Day has championed equity issues and implicit bias training as crucial components in contemporary policing. Crucial components. He has led difficult but crucial conversations regarding race and bias within his department with other criminal justice leaders and community members. So, bias within the department. Bias. What are we talking about when it comes down to bias there, Chief Day? Because I've got some serious questions when it comes down to bias. I took a look over at their racial equity toolbook, and this is probably one of the most, I don't want to say crazy documents, but this is their racial equity toolbook. It gives you a little background acknowledgement about where it came from, but it came from the Office of Equity and Human Rights. Yes, the same Office of Equity and Human Rights that we just talked about that has these people acting as the director and deputy director. Like, can't make this crap up. Director, deputy director. This is the Office of Equity and Human Rights. These are the people that are leading it. This guy over here that thinks that cops are disproportionately killing black people, that thinks that white nationalists, which again, if you're a white nationalist, again, what is wrong with that? Like seriously, I'm white and I love this country. Does that make me a white nationalist? And what's wrong with that? Why are you talking about it as if it's in an evil, bad way? And this is the crap that we are busy fighting over here. But again, these are the people that developed this handbook that Chief Day thinks is very, very important and wants everybody to go off of it. And the acknowledgments of racial equity toolkit efforts between the Office of Equity and Human Rights and Office of the Neighborhood Involvement, or the ONI. And we look at the opening paragraph of this as to why. And this is probably one of the most ridiculous things, but it gives you an idea for their looking opening statement and how they're looking at the lens of the city of Portland. As public policy has played a pivotal role in creating inequitable outcomes for the communities of color, that's the opening line. Public policy has played a pivotal role in creating inequitable outcomes for communities of color. It is critical that government enacts policies that address the resulting disparities. The pervasive and persistent racial disparities are not new or fleeting. The causes are complex and linked to a historical and ongoing forms of oppression. These people legitimately think that there is ongoing forms of oppression within the government. Currently, right now, over there. City of Portland is charged with effectively meeting the needs of and providing services to the community. We have an obligation to be accountable and proactively address disparities that exist under our charge and act to achieve a vision of racial equity. Racial equity. The problem is we can't really see a definition of what racial equity is. I actually took that document, downloaded it. Pretty sure it was that one that I ended up downloading. Yep. The Racial Equity Plan's commitment. Let me see here. I think I actually have that right up over here. Yep, here we go. Your racial equity plan. All right. This is their 5-year commitment that they have that's up over here. And I decided to dig through it a little bit. And I'm not going to read through the whole thing. I mean, it's quite a few PDF pages, as you guys can see. But I took it and I dumped it in a ChatGPT and I asked it. And I said, are there any of these policies in here that might appear to not hire the best officers for the job? Yep, sure did. Says section 3.06, prioritize and innovate in the recruitment, hiring, and retention of a diversified workforce. Definition of diversity to them is defined by demographic characteristics such as race, gender, sexual orientation, and disability. ChatGPT says this is a potential issue. The clause explicitly prioritizes demographic diversity rather than objective merit, performance, or aptitude as the primary hiring standard. It explicitly prioritizes demographic diversity rather than merit, performance, or aptitude. Their hiring practice is to hire on demographic diversity, not merit, not performance, not aptitude, which is kind of a problem. Goes a little bit further into it. Training and promotion decisions based on equity rather than performance. Equity practices focus on inclusion of diverse lived experiences and perspectives. Potential issue. If equity practitioners influence training content and evaluation, which we know they do, because I'm about to show it to you in some other documents, the criteria for advancement or certification could shift away from measurable law enforcement performance toward subjective social or ideological alignment. Training may begin emphasizing social outcomes. Equity practitioners may lack direct operational policing experience, risk dilution of professional standards. What that essentially means is the higher in rank you get at the Portland Police Bureau, ChatGPT says, the more woke you're going to get. So the higher you go, the more woke you must be, because your promotion is not necessarily based on performance. It's based on inclusive of, and I quote, diverse lived experiences and perspectives. How in the world can they look at that and say, you know what, this is a pretty fair hiring practice, but that's what they have going on? And so we ask ourselves why these questions get, like how did this police department get to this place? It's because of everything we're about to go over. Sean Hughes, 06, says, because they are paid for by the same people that paid the man they arrested, brother. I would tend to agree with that, I do believe. Incog Faraday says, sick city. Yep, I'd agree with that. Rustinator says, I thought if you are in uniform, you're not supposed to talk politics, especially in the military. Well, then you got to ask yourself why we have other cases of the Portland Police Bureau just flat out bending the knee. And I mean just flat out bending the knee to the Portland police. It's absolutely nuts. And people are just allowed to like walk around out there threatened. Here is a interview with Chad Kenton that was getting conducted yesterday on TV. Again, the question is, why, oh, why is it taking place in this manner?
I think that the Portland mayor and the Portland Police Department and chief are going to have a surprise from Trump's DOJ. But fill us in on the response you've seen from that mayor, from the local prosecutor, and from the chief of police. Because to me, these three are so corrupt, they're the ones allowing this to happen every day.
It's absolutely. We have so much video of watching, we call them Cop-tifa, because Antifa runs the police here. It's absolutely evident. We have every bit of that type of video out there to the point where we have people out here. See, we have a, here, look at the, how triggered they get. Look at that.
the cops?
Yeah, Antifa runs the cops.
Oh, you know, because my brother's a cop.
Well, your brother needs to do a better job because he's terrible at it.
Yeah, please tell him not to interrupt our interview. Yeah, go harass somebody else, pal. Go harass somebody else.
I have a camera, but you're on a show, but you're not going to come up here. The cops are Antifa.
You're full of crap. You're just full of shit.
This is literally taking place on live TV, just so you're aware. And these people feel empowered to come up and do this crap because the cops are actually on their side. And we know that based on their hiring practices now and what it is that they look into.
Yeah, the video shows otherwise. Yeah, we do.
I wish you could hear me. I'd fill him in on what we've seen cops do.
Wait, can I ask you something?
Dan Ball has a question for you.
Yeah, since you're going to interrupt my show, pal.
Go ahead, Dan. I'll give him the question.
Between Antifa.
Do you know the Summer of Love in 1969 is over? Do you realize the hippie movement died long ago? You obviously ain't got a job.
Antifa means anti-fascist.
Not when you use it.
Chad, just walk away from that guy.
Go play games. I'm gonna do this.
Just walk away. Just ignore him. Just ignore him.
Yeah, the people do.
He's one of them. He's one of those. He's one of those older white liberals who thinks that Antifa is fighting a fascist king like Trump. He doesn't understand how violent they get. Look at him.
Oh yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, okay. I bet you do.
Wow.
See, this is what we're dealing with. This is how stupid things are out here. No, you can't. Excuse me.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Get out. Back up from me. I need you to give me room.
If he touches you, we got it on camera, and we'll get him for assault for you.
There you go. Cam's backing him up. We are here. Back.
Dude literally shoves him on camera because he's not giving the other guy his personal space. And this is where this woke freaking ideology continues to come into place. These people feel empowered because the police department, as far as I'm concerned, is legitimately on their side.
Whoa, brother. Whoa. That's assault.
That's assault.
You better give your name. You're getting arrested tonight,
assault,
pal.
Man.
You
this
think?
Is what I'm talking about.
You think he's getting arrested?
Here. This is why I came to the ICE facility to do this hit, Dan.
And that's because not some crazy 23-year-old kid in all black mask in his face. He's like a 70-year-old white liberal crazy man.
What's your name? America wants to know.
Yeah. What's your name, pal?
What's your name?
Say it again.
Don't worry. We've got people that are going to watch your show because we have great people out there that are doing the research and they're giving us names. They're giving us jobs, arrest records. When they want to dox us, we're doing it back. See, this is what I'm talking about, Dan. We can only be nice so long. And we stay within the law, but we fight back. This is our country, damn it. And I took an oath. You took an oath. And that's what we need to do. Stand in the breach with these radical communists that we're dealing with right here.
Amen.
Unduri says, when comparing these kinds of documents, you should scan them in AI against Marxist and communism texts. Yeah, I think you're right on that one. I think I absolutely need to do it. Now, those aren't the only videos that we have coming for you today. I mean, there's going to be a heck of a lot more. I just want to break up some of this crazy stuff. But here you go. This is currently, as far as I'm concerned, their policy. It says a January update, January 2025 download. This is their Equity Inclusion Office, Portland Police Bureau Equity and Inclusion Office, furthering the citywide racial equity goals and strategies. They actually put an entire presentation together on this, available for the public for you to download to go over and check it out. And you can see all of this stuff that they're going over. And you can see the influence within their policy as you go through this document that has all of the crap that they have been pushing on society. These officers, they are hiring based on this stuff. And then they're taking these policies and having these officers do this stuff after you go out there. Restorative justice, bias crime, housing, gun violence. Look, I don't even know. I just clicked on a random thing and we can come over and we can take a look. Reducing crime and the fear of crime. Restorative justice. The Portland Police Bureau will incorporate and expand efforts towards the integrative and restorative justice in the criminal justice system. Educate community on how to request it. That's essentially where they link up the offender with the victim and they say, you guys make nice, figure out how to make it work. Work with parole and probation to explore memorandum of understanding related to restorative justice referrals. Now, here's the other thing that they're doing, working towards referral, and this is something that I ended up discovering yesterday. They're also currently trying to work with probation / parole officers, and if the criminals in Multnomah County end up not going along with the parole officer's orders, they disobey orders from their parole or probation officer, guess what? They don't want them to go to jail for that. They don't want that to be a violation of the parole. They just want them to be let off with a warning. I kid you not. Like, you're let out of jail for this reason. They don't want it. Bias crime. The Portland Police Bureau will continue to address its bias crime and impacts on the community. engage in outreach events to educate youth. Engage in outreach events to educate youth on communities who are frequent victims of bias crimes on bias crimes reporting and prevention. Presentation material is mostly complete. Police Equity Office and the Bias Crime Sergeant has met with the Office of the Equity and Human Rights plan to outreach the LGBTQ plus groups and advocate working with the LGBTQ plus youth. I'm pretty sure bias crimes go a heck of a lot deeper than LGBTQ plus. And yet that is what this police force is focusing on. It's absolutely disgusting. Anduri says equity inclusion programs come straight from Marxism and communism. Carolyn B. has been studying and exposing this for years. I'd believe it, man. I mean, but this is just little bits of it. And what does the Equity and Inclusion Office have to do with use of force? Because that's also up on here. Police use of force. It doesn't, not officer safety, not like equity inclusion, use of force. Portland Police Bureau will invest in training and strategies to increase police effectiveness while reducing the use of force in police action. That would mean like you have a bunch of people that are riding out in the streets outside of the ICE facility and ways that the Portland Police Bureau might be able to, I don't know, not use force in order to get them to comply. It's literally written in here, thanks to their woke offices, that they shouldn't be using force. Equity team will review current de-escalation, crisis intervention, and communications training and look for opportunities for embedding equity. What the hell does equity have to do with use of force? And nowhere in any law enforcement's use of force policy does it talk about using force against LGBTQ. Does it say using force against Black, white, African-American, Jew, Gentile? It doesn't matter. Never is that ever listed inside of those policies. And yet, for some reason, this is listed right up here. Use of force policy gets to get reviewed by them. Equity and inclusion. And trans people. Racial profiling. Okay. Portland Police Bureau will make continuous effort to ensure that bias-based policing and racial profiling are not used within bureau operations. It's illegal. You can't do it anyways. I don't know how much time and money they're wasting on all of this garbage, but dude, this is just one of many of the documents they have. Look how deep this goes, man. Look how deep this goes. Your goal table, by the way, this is where I ended up getting the thing about the 30-30 for the women. I'm pretty sure it was on this one. Hiring 30% women by the year 2030, because that's going to definitely do it. Racial equity plan. They have it all labeled out for everybody. Now, here's another nice woke one coming from, I believe, to be the same office. This is a foundation report, the Bureau of Planning and Stability, another woke office over inside. Now, there is one word on here that caught my attention that they just decide to put into a graphic as we go through it. And it's literally on what, page 5 or 6, something like that, of this PDF. I want you guys to be able to see this. Blow that up nice and big. Reverse white flight. Why do we have reverse white flight on here? Invest in amenities and zoning, increase in rent and land value, gentrification and displacement of BIPOC communities. Racial disparities increase, displacement to low opportunity areas. Overall, I mean, this is the crap that city is looking at. I hope you guys are able to see all of the garbage that the taxpayer money is actually going to. Furthering citywide racial equity goals and strategies. Yep. It is all in here, ladies and gentlemen. I ended up clicking that link that I ended up pinning up over on the bio, just FYI, so that you guys know, goes directly over to this. And so now that you have the lens of the amount of woke police BS that is being pushed on the people, we know that they're hiring based on not merit, but based on equity, inclusion, life things. And promotions along the same routes, if they're doing all of that, and this is the guy driving the force, now I want you to listen to this with a whole new lens.
We obviously have a disproportionate number of young Black men and boys being killed by police. That's the outcome. Mm-hmm. Does that mean all cops are racist? No, of course not. But there's something happening in the system. There's something happening there that is creating these outcomes. And there's so much to it. So, you know, and, you know, I don't want to oversimplify it by saying, oh, you know, it's just about outcomes. But the hard work comes into that culture change. What is it about law enforcement? Now, I'm not saying that it's all about implicit bias and all this stuff. There's something about law enforcement. There's something about the military that can attract white nationalists.
Something about law enforcement, something about the military that can attract white nationalists. And they literally enacted their policies to make sure that white people, it sounds like, aren't even allowed on the dang police department. If you're white, good luck getting hired at the Portland Police Bureau. Good luck. Good luck getting promoted. Good luck getting promoted unless you are extremely woke and that you buy into all of this crap. Because if you don't, good luck. Because these people that are running these programs over there, if you're using this restroom, you think a person's gender doesn't match the sign on the door, follow these steps, don't worry about it. If you know any better, they know better than you. Of course, let's not forget that you just being a male or female in general is a disability. Can't forget that. This is probably one of the most disgusting things I ended up coming across. Either being a male or a female is a disability. And resisting fascism, of course, showing up to the protest, being loud, being proud, and making sure that you show all of that stuff while working for a city office over inside of Portland. That is the interim deputy director's post taken straight out of there. So then you got to ask yourself, well, if that's happening, and we talked about all of the other money from nonprofits that's being given to Antifa for the homeless camps, right? So the flow of money, it would appear, goes from major municipalities to either police or the city, right? And then into NGOs, and then into these homeless camps. And then you got to ask yourself, is that where all of this is coming from?
Look at this. Look at this.
By the way, if you didn't know, this is inside of the Antifa camp that has costed the Portland taxpayers anywhere between, well, upwards of about somewhere in the vicinity. It could be as far north as $200,000 just for cleaning this camp out every 5 to 10 days. They give them 24-hour warning. They move all of their crap up over off the curb. And I actually looked it up. The postings that they have is actually up to 72 hours worth of warning. They pick up all their stuff and they move it over onto private property, literally like right around the corner, like less than 100 meters away. They pick their stuff up and they move it. And then Portland comes over and picks up all their trash. And since June, that's costed somewhere in the vicinity of $150,000 to $200,000 to the Portland taxpayers, by my best estimates. Fox McLeod says, Matt, you are 0.001 African. You are not white. Remember, nah, you're right. You're right. I'm also Palestinian, apparently. Come from the Levant as well. I don't want to forget about my Egyptian heritage either, you know? So it's troubling for me to figure out where I want to fit in.
Look, I mean, there's a lot of it. It's awfully organized. It's pretty nice. Pretty well done.
It's community.
I know, but don't get your grubby, ungloved hands on
them. It's amazing.
Good job.
And guess who moves their club to?
Hey, Amanda, how you doing?
No, actually, I needed it to be zoomed out a little bit more. I needed a better light. Why would I need to do that? I won't shine the light in your face. What do you mean so much? Dude, trashy. Come
That's
on,
you.
Man.
Why are you acting so trashy? Why are you recording people without asking their permission? You do know that's fucking weird, right?
You don't think any of this...
This guy, by the way, lives right across the street. He's one of the ruffians that I'm pretty sure invites people into his apartment and continues to shout obscenities on the street. He's probably one of the most loudest agitators that's out there. And I can only assume that he has vast amounts of narcotics pumping through his system on a daily basis. I'm not sure I've ever seen this man not on the street. I don't even know when he sleeps, but he's always one of the biggest piles of garbage that's out there messing with every single human being.
This is weird. You don't think this is weird? You don't think this is weird? You don't think this is weird? You don't think any of this is weird? This is all normal. Do you know what time it is? It's a Tuesday night.
Why are you doing this?
Why are you so
scared? We know what time it is. We know what we're doing.
It's good.
Why are you being so cringy, man? You're doing this for money, right?
I'm doing this for money? Oh, if only you knew how much it cost me to be here. If only you knew how much it cost me to be here. It cost me tens of thousands of dollars. tens of thousands of dollars. And I will be here for quite a long time, don't you worry.
Why don't you ask people's permission before you record them?
Because you don't have to.
Now they just have big roller carts that are out there. So the funding that's rolling into this place continues to grow. Question is, who's funding it? Ondori says whiteness and racism in this context do not relate to race, but capitalism, because the belief of both of these things are a byproduct of capitalism. You know, you might be right there. You might be right thinking that they're talking about capitalism, but I actually take it quite literally. Like, I see that quite literally. I see that poster quite literally, that just being a male or a female is a disability. I see when they talk about the whiteness and white nationalists being a problem, I think they literally mean that. You loving your country as a white man is an issue, according to the leader of that program over at Portland. By the way, this is where I'm talking about they move all their stuff. And I remind you guys, between, I don't know, the lowest end that I found, I think, was around $5,000 or $6,000 per time they come out. And on the upper end, $15,000 to $20,000 per time, the city comes out there and actually takes out the, warns them, and then takes out their trash. Happens on average every 5 days in July. And what other people are telling me is about every 10 days now, but every 5 to 10 days, the city comes out, picks up their trash, warns them about it, and it's costing the taxpayer immense amounts of money. Just a fact. That trailer's been sitting out there forever, and I haven't seen anybody tow it yet, which blows my mind, because it's just sitting out in the middle of the street. Why would you not tow that trailer at this point? How would you not? How would you not? It's blocking the roadway. People have to go around it. It's been parked out there, it seems like, for the last week. Why the heck hasn't that thing been getting towed? There's cops walking all over the place. Get rid of that trailer. It's blocking a public roadway. Get rid of it. But instead, it just sits out there and parks so Antifa can do whatever the heck they want, I guess. And this, again, goes down to the biased policing policies that we're all complaining about over there. It's freaking disgusting. It's disturbing. And I'm getting tired of seeing it. And we're going to keep digging into the city's butt the deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper that we get. Why? Because people are threatening to kill law-abiding citizens, Americans, that are over on the streets. Salmonella says, washing was harder on a bunch of dudes pissed about a whiskey tax. Washington was harder on a bunch of dudes pissed about a whiskey tax. Yeah, I'd believe that.
On Twitter.
That's not a mother.
Order a wall. Yeah. Order a wall.
That's a boy.
Look on the motherfucking, look at the No Kings protesting the funding, motherfucker.
Down here. Everything we get is from the community.
No, bullshit. Soros. Soros, motherfucker.
Come on, dude, relax. Hey, whoa, relax.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Whoa.
Don't be threatening to shoot
people
down here, bro.
Threatening to shoot Tommy.
Don't be threatening to shoot people down here, bro.
Wow, feels like I'm in Chicago.
You need to let her leave.
You need to let her leave right now.
This is not your street.
This is not your street either, Dustin.
No. You need to let that
Dustin Ragsdale.
Yeah, remember how I told you this guy is just a giant instigator out there on the streets constantly 24/7? There he is again. Just, I mean, you're going to see him in probably most of these dang videos. Yeah. Is that the only violent threat that gets made? No. These things are captured literally on a nightly basis, and these people are getting more and more pissed off the more and more that they are being exposed.
Whoa, you're gonna kill
face.
Me.
Get the fuck out of my face.
You're gonna
face,
kill me.
Get the fuck out of my face.
You're gonna kill me?
You
you're gonna fuck
I
me up?
Fuck you up?
What are you reaching
Why
for?
You your pocket,
what are you reaching for?
Pussy? You gonna pepper spray me? You little fucking bitch. You fucking
You just threatened to kill me. You just threatened to kill me.
Get the fuck out of my face. Don't ever fucking come up to me.
You just threatened to kill me.
Shut the fuck out of my face.
This guy just said he was gonna kill me.
Charlie Kirk Jr.? You wanna be second? You wanna be Charlie Kirk number two? Is that what you aspire to be? You wanna say hi to your boy? You love Charlie Kirk so much, why don't you say hi to him?
You aspiring to be Charlie Kirk number two? You love your boy so much, you can say hi to him. It's getting old. These are terroristic threats that are getting put out over there on the streets on a nightly basis. And not a single member of this woke bureau thinks that there is anything they should be doing about it. They just let these terroristic threats fly. While at the same time, we see them arresting right-wing counter-protesters that are out there. We watched Nick get arrested after getting jumped. We've seen Tommy get arrested for defending himself and Nick after Nick was robbed, by the way. That would be the legal definition. Why? Because he tried to walk down that sidewalk, which now is open, free, and clear. Thank God we got that issue cleared up. But you can see it's still not okay to walk down the sidewalk over inside of Portland because you're still going to get threatened. You're still going to get like beat. You're still going to have people come off on you. I don't even know. I don't know. Here's another clip from out there from Chad Canton.
Exactly. You know,
I gave him perspective on something he knows nothing about, because how can you make a determination on those type of things when you don't know anything really about? If we could all stop with the tribalism, we'd be much better off.
It's true.
You know, that's why it works in the military. Nobody gives a fuck what color you are, what religion you are. In the military, at the end of the day, you're my battle buddy. You got my right, you got my left. That's one of the realest things you will ever learn. And you can take most black dudes that have come out, or most Hispanics that come out, and be like, dude, I never saw racism in the military, because we're all fucked. Because some dude at the top was like, you're all fucked today, you know? And we all had to live by that.
Now and again, but...
And when we got to, it wasn't like we had to work next to each other. We got thrown in the shit together.
Oh, yeah.
You have to trust the dude on the left and the right, and that makes a bond where all of those tribes don't matter anymore. That's why when I go and speak places, and I'm with the conservative caucus, I go out and speak on that. If Tommy ain't nothing, he's hilarious.
Chad, right?
Yeah.
How do I follow you?
I'm on X. I'm fired up. I'm the number two.
I'm fired up?
Yep. I get Republicans, man. I go off on Republicans all the time. And the thing is I don't.
Yeah, this one I don't know about, but Joe Webb says, may God comfort and surround you on this anniversary of your loss. For those of you guys that don't know, anniversary of my mother's passing was yesterday. I actually didn't even realize it until the afternoon that it came exceptionally hard in order to like concentrate on stuff that was going on. So decided I'm going to go ahead and take the night off because I couldn't keep my brain on task. So thank you for that, Joe. Mary Dean says, Matt, you're awesome. Thanks for all that you do. Appreciate you, Mary. And Sam Manila coming back in, and he says, most people do not realize that the Constitution and the abandonment of the Articles of Confederation was because of anarchist rebellions, especially Shays. The grand finale was George crushing the Whiskey Rebellion. You know, if you really want if you really want an insight into what our founding fathers thought, you should go look up the Articles of Confederation. It is absolutely insane to see specifically what our founding fathers thought about. I do not have the time to go over it today, but it is a very insightful read for you guys that don't know. Chris says, skeleton guy, Antifa Dustin always is instigating. Yep, glad you and I both agree on that. S. Brady says, sidewalk not clear. Camp was a war zone last night. Yep, I'd probably agree with that. Like I'm saying, there's a path, but good luck walking down it. You're not allowed. Incog Faraday coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you guys for doing that as we continue on with this crap show.
Believe in the tribe. If I can't clean as a firefighter, and we got a rookie, that dude didn't learn shit in school. When he came to the firehouse, he learned everything from us, because his life, he had our lives in his hands. So if I'm going to sit out there and be a stumping for Republicans, then I need to be able to clean my own backyard and be honest about it.
Yeah, just throw it on top of all that stuff.
That's where the tribe doesn't work, because when the left is coming out and saying, well, the Republicans are doing this, and it to be true, then you have a problem.
Facing blame on...
Yeah, it's easy to do that when you're standing over here with an army. That's why I put...
It's the opposite of actually moving to make change.
No, it's not to make change. All it is drawing lines in the sand based on your ideology and your team, your tribe.
Look at that. Chad's actually having a decent conversation with people about calling out your own political party and everybody else. He also ended up coming out when Antifa ended up going after and stopping conservatives from walking on a sidewalk last night. This is the war zone that everybody's talking about. Tristan, what's up, my friend? Good morning, Matt. What is up? Vashti 223 says some disabilities aren't seen, like colostomies and people that have two self catheters. They need extra space too. Yeah, I guess, man. Apparently just being a male or a female is a disability, according to the people that run the city of Portland.
I don't know. I've got to look and see what happened. Hey, Antifa's trying to get me up. Too many patriots out here. Too many patriots.
Shut up, Nazi. Oh, jeez. Oh, shut up, you rat.
You just assaulted
you, rat.
One of those fucking monkeys
just assaulted you, little rat.
Yeah, I'll just stay here. So they're trying to find a reason to take all of us to jail right now. So that cop was pretty cool. I think I'm good because I didn't do anything. I didn't even see what happened. And I got hit with an umbrella. I threw the umbrella behind the sign there just to get it out of my way. And he actually said thank you for getting rid of it, to get rid of another weapon. And I'm not sure what's happening, but it's bad.
Yeah, you know, somebody just said, Steve in the comments says EBT and SNAP gets cut equals anger. Yeah, maybe that's what half of this crap is about. Maybe that's why our government continues to be shut down and they can't pass some funding legislation to get things going, because if people don't have their EBT and SNAP, it's going to create anger. It's going to put more violence on the streets. And I honestly don't put that past either political party to be able to do, just in order to push whatever agenda that they have. I'm not saying it's the Democrats. I'm not saying it's the Republicans. What I am saying is I can see both of the political parties in this country willing to do that just to get more angry, pissed off people on the streets so that this stuff can keep taking place so that they can push their own agenda.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Don't forget, fuck with.
You know, if you don't ride a horse, you shouldn't walk like that.
I'm really dead. It's because I got a big dick, bro.
Up, oh, there he is again. Always at the center.
We'll see. And I hope DHS is watching, because it's a whole bunch of patriots right now that are being questioned by cops for trying to walk on a sidewalk again.
You guys hear that? What he just said? A whole bunch of patriots that are now getting questioned by cops for trying to walk on a sidewalk. Yeah, most of the time when you end up having allegations or reasonable suspicion of a crime, you end up taking people, identifying them, closing the scene off, clearing their names to make sure they don't have warrants. I don't hear any of that crap being done as all of this investigation is allegedly taking place. And as Chad is clearly stating, just like I saw numerous times, going after and looking for reasons to arrest the white man, it sounds like. The patriots that are on the street. Because God forbid you do that. Like, God forbid you walk down a sidewalk. White nationalists are a problem in the city of Portland, apparently. Streetbeat Live says Ryan Amaker was shanked going through the tent. You're kidding me. Ryan got shanked last night?
And then Black Bloc is trying to fight people that are standing out here on the fringes, which I just showed you. Donald Trump, you need to come liberate this place now.
Did you see the U-Haul back up to the police line in Oakland? No, I missed that one. I missed the U-Haul backing up to the police line. I can tell you absolutely how, like, their stupid policing policies and stuff in the city of Portland work. This is just a homeless camp over there. Like, all those big rocks and stuff that are over off the side, all those big rocks are actually put in place by the city to try to keep homeless people from camping off the side. And what ended up happening was, instead of it deterring them from sleeping off to the side, they just moved all the crap over onto the sidewalk. So now they just clog the sidewalks, and like anywhere else, good luck getting through. Good luck getting through. Like, you want to know where Antifa got the idea from the different druggies and everything else that the city of Portland continuously lets operate like this over inside the city. It kind of drives me insane. It kind of pisses me off a little bit as I continue to see these things. And so what I want to do, because I haven't done it this week, maybe I did, I don't remember. But what I want to do is I want to go over to the Discord and I want to get your guys' take on all of this crap with the policing policies and whether or not they're 100% to blame in your opinion. That's what I want to know. In your opinion, is the policing policies over here to fall? Is it this equity inclusion office, whatever the heck it is that I ended up going off, the racial equity plan, is all of that crap part of the reason? Because we definitely see woke officers that got hired now thanks to Nick. He came out with that. Now we know that you have these officers that have that. They don't like white nationalists, that they think it causes a problem. Just being white is a problem. And then we see the Portland police, particularly, you know, when people are getting assaulted for walking down a sidewalk, investigating crimes against the patriots that are out there. Why isn't anybody else, you know, getting balled up and investigated? Why isn't that one main instigator getting investigated? That dude causes more freaking problems than anybody I've ever seen. That guy is constantly breaking the noise ordinance out over there. Yoda, what up, man?
What up, Matt? It's Tristan.
Yeah, I know. I just called you Yoda because that's, I don't know. What's up?
Dude, I 1,000% agree. I feel like the police are feeding into this and giving them the permissions to do what they're doing. Honestly, yeah, you want my opinion?
Yes.
I feel like the police is saying, hey, do what you guys want to do. Don't hurt any of us. Don't fight us. And we won't arrest any of you, but we'll arrest the Patriots.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. Sky God coming and gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships just behind Incog Faraday, throwing out 5. So I agree with you that, like, they are literally given lines. And as a matter of fact, like, they do have officers, and again, dug into their policies the other day. And the one thing that I found was that for protesters, they're supposed to coordinate with them. So that would mean that this Antifa camp is in coordination with the Portland police. That's their policy, to coordinate with them in order to affect traffic and everything else. And then we have that statement from, you know, that same cop that Nick identified yesterday that was refusing to enforce the law, refusing to get the protesters out the middle of the road, refusing to block the roadway, any of that crap, because they're exercising their First Amendment right, which clearly they're not, because they're impeding on the rights of others.
Yeah.
But they said it's not a big problem because they could easily just go around. And what
1,000% impeding.
Well, right. And again, the issue is there with that video of that cop, the same one that we identified, you know, or Nick was able to identify as having that racist looking past, stating that. And you are quite literally putting the lives of the general public at risk by not enforcing the law there, because cars are just going to pull through off McAdam and crush people, or they're going to pull through off McAdam and get assaulted by these angry riders.
Oh, 1,000%, Matt.
Irish Ghost, what's up, bud?
Hi, Matt. Just to say about that the video I tagged you on X there, it was on Katie Davis Court's X account about the other guy, he believed he was being shanked.
You just tagged me in that?
Yeah, I also sent you a message on X about it.
Okay, I'm looking right now.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what he's talking about. That guy, yeah, he was Antifa tried to shank him last night.
It's over on Katie's channel.
Yeah, he done exactly what Nick did. He tried to walk down through the camp and they all just blocked him.
Hold on, I'm gonna open it up. There she is. Let's see. Nope. Fight breaks out the Antifa occupation camp, black clad. Holy shiza. Wow, man, how did I miss that? All right, let me grab that, put that up on the screen for everybody. So that way we can get this into context, because that's what Nick was talking about. Or I'm sorry, not Nick. That's what Chad was just talking about. So let me get that up on the screen. Make sure I'm able to share this with you guys over in the Discord so that everybody in the Discord can see it as well. This is wild. This is absolutely nuts, man. Yeah.
I had that kind of shark sometime after that.
Can you explain what happened?
Yeah, someone like pulled out. I don't know if it was a knife. It felt like a shank or something. And I asked kindly 3-4 times to come, to move out of the way. I don't know if it was a knife or a shank or something.
And then what happened?
They kind of just pushed me out onto the street.
Ryan, how did the initiation of the scuffle begin?
I would say, hey, please move. I said gently, 3 or 4 times, please move. And then one of them came to the side by the medic, the little, you know, the coolers, and they had that shank, and that's when I, and then they pushed me forward from some behind.
Engineers from Intel that can't install their fucking washer and dryer, so that doesn't mean shit, bitch.
What the fuck does this fucking washer and dryer have to do with different drinks, dumb fuck? They're completely different disciplines.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the problem. You got a dude that's been stabbed, shanked. That is a violent felony. Violent felony, somebody attempting to slice him like that. I don't know if you guys saw that back at home. It definitely doesn't look like the police have isolated the scene and are investigating and pulling IDs of people and all that other crap and trying to figure out what's going on. Definitely not patting anybody down, not taking care of the problem. Irish Ghost, you over in Ireland right now, just out of sheer curiosity?
I live in the UK.
You're over in the UK. Okay. Do you see any similarities between what we have going on here in the United States versus what the UK has been dealing with?
Oh, it's exactly the same. You see it the same as the same with all the pro-Palestine marches over here. It's the same people, Antifa, the same MO, exactly the same MO. What they do, how they do, how they conduct themselves with the protests, and when independent journalists try to go out and document this stuff, again, it's the same MO. Try block them. Then when somebody does something, they cry, play the victim, go run to the police. But yet when the police come down on top of them, they're violent towards the police.
Adam says that he wasn't shanked. BC Preacher got on video and that it was a baton that he ended up getting struck with. Okay. Still, violent felony.
He still got attacked.
Yeah. Still a violent felony. How about you isolate the scene, figure out who's doing that crap, and arrest those people? Why is it, according to Chad, that everybody's standing around? And again, I tend to believe Chad on this one because I've seen it with my own eyes. Stuff like that goes down, and they end up arresting all of the counter-protesters for walking down the street and getting assaulted. Like, that's why it continues to happen, because they're not equally enforcing the law. Was that type of crap taking place in the UK? Like, I saw a dude that was, like, Jewish that got arrested for just being Jewish going near a protest.
Yeah, there is actually, there is actually, the interview of that is actually now on X somewhere, where it shows where he was being interviewed, and the police officer quite blatantly said, because he was wearing the Star of David necklace, he was antagonizing the pro-Palestine protesters.
Antagonizing the protesters for wearing a Star of David necklace. And here, you know, we've been accused of antagonizing simply for being present. Somehow being present there is antagonizing them. So what would you warn the people of the U.S. about this while we still have the ability to do something about it?
Well, from my point of view, is where we lost, well, where we are at disadvantages. We're not able to defend ourselves as freely as what you were able to.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the one thing that you have going for you is your First Amendment and your Fourth Amendments, you know?
Yeah.
Over here, like you've reported on it many times, people are getting put in prison for a Facebook post.
Yeah. God forbid you have a Facebook post. God forbid.
And it's not just a British thing. That's coming from Europe itself, because I've seen other places in Europe where the same stuff is happening to people, where the same rhetoric is being pushed.
Yeah.
Whereas if you say something out against the government or against a certain ideology, you're considered hate speech.
Of course. Why wouldn't it be considered hate speech? Steven, what's up, man?
So I don't know if you saw the video I tagged you in on X last night. Apparently there was a officer that got pushed after the whole Ryan situation, and the officer didn't arrest the Antifa person that pushed him.
Whoa, what?
While also telling Tommy, who bought a couple flags and a grill, and wanted to burn a pride flag in a grill last night, was told by an officer that he advised against it because it could be viewed as a hate crime. While they didn't ever arrest Richard for burning the American flag on the side of the road.
Tommy wants to burn an LGBT flag or a pride flag, and they said that could be a hate crime?
Yeah. He's like, the officer's like, I don't, there's a new policy, and I just, we don't know enough about it yet, and we just don't want to see you get arrested or cause a flashpoint.
That's probably one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's a First Amendment right. They put the flag in the grill, so it was a controlled burn, and Tommy didn't light it, but somebody used some vodka as an accelerant and lit it on fire for him.
What was the end result? What did the police end up saying about that?
Police never ended up showing up, but lovely Pam Tifa was there filming the whole thing.
Oh, of course. Of course. Why not? Here's another angle of what ended up taking place down there. Let me grab this. And somebody had just tagged me in this, so I want you guys to be able to see this. This is what happened last night. Let's see how accurate the reporting on this situation is. Let's share it. This looks like it came from Cam Higby.
Stop it.
Dude, that was a great attempt.
I'm not even talking to you, Richard. Shut the fuck up.
They know a fascist when they see one.
Get out of here, bitch. I will fuck your ass up. I will slam your head in the pavement. I will fuck you up. I will fuck your ass up.
Okay, who's Richard fucking up this time?
I think it's the same guy.
No.
We go where we want.
Dude, the cops are literally right there. The cops are literally right there as he is, like, not being allowed to walk down that sidewalk. You guys see these? These are all freaking cops. It's a violation of his freedom of movement. And they literally did nothing about it. Why? How is that even, like, okay? They're sitting there allowing these freaking anarchists to do whatever the hell they want. They blocked the sidewalk. That is disorderly conduct underneath their own statutes. Why are they allowing that to take place? Why? Anybody? Bueller? Tristan? Thoughts?
Because they allow Antifa to, get away with everything. I'm telling you. They are telling Antifa that they can attack the Patriots, they can attack ICE. As long as they don't put a hand on their police officers, there won't be an issue.
That's how I feel. It would have to be that way. That or they have hired such woke officers based on their policies that they agree with them and they're just refusing to enforce the law equally.
Yeah.
Like, where's the de-escalation tactics that they talk about in all those documents? They didn't even bother trying to intervene. I mean, like, hey, law says that these people are allowed to walk down the street and you're not allowed to block it. Get the hell out of the way.
Listen, those cops only intervene when it appeases to them to arrest the fucking Patriot. Excuse my language. How many Antifa have we seen arrested compared to Patriots, Matt? How many Antifa do you know have been arrested at that riot, at that protest?
Very few.
Slash riot.
Very few. Other than what the feds do, very few. Every single time I saw Tommy Boy. Yep.
You have Tommy Boy arrested 3 times. You have Tommy Boy 2 arrested 3 times. You have Nick Sorter arrested. You had a bunch of other people arrested for defending themselves that are patriots. You had females attacked by Antifa, and you know the police didn't do anything about that. It literally shows you where the police lie on this whole situation, and they lie with Antifa.
What's killing me is they're literally standing right there as Antifa is breaking the law, causing the disturbance. Like, what would have happened if they just let him walk through? What?
They're not going to let him walk through because that gives them a right to attack the Patriots, Matt.
Yep, it does.
That gives them a right to try to claim self-defense to attack whoever they want to try to attack.
Well, and it goes right back down to them hiding behind the cops that was captured the other day.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, they're doing that because they're hiding behind the cops because they know ICE ain't going to shoot pepper balls over towards the police.
Well, right. And right. And then the cops are claiming they had no idea what was going on. Like, these have to be the most ignorant cops on the planet.
That was full of crap. That was full of crap. That was bull. That cop knew exactly what was going on because you had a bike cop literally looking at the person with the light that was flashing it at the federal building.
Like, they don't ask what's going on amongst themselves and go look and see what's happening. Like, why are the feds shooting pepper balls? Maybe we should say something. Like, not even saying that they have to go over and arrest people, but maybe they should say something. Jeff Monge says they are DEI hires. Stank. Portland PD has probably been hiring leftists since at least 2020, absolutely promoting leftists into leadership. That's, I mean, the woke ideology. You got to be woke in order to get hired. It's basically what it said.
That's
all right, not just hired, but also promoted. Sean Hughes, because they are paid not to do anything. Fox McCloud, sue them all and continually sue them. It should be expensive not to do your job.
But the thing is, if you try to sue the Portland Police Department over and over and over and over again, you're not going to win. They're going to get a liberal judge or a left-winging judge that will be on their side and throw the case out. It's or rule in favor of the city. It happens every time.
Well, it needs to be it needs to be a class action civil rights lawsuit that goes up to a federal judge, a federal court. Like, it needs to be out of Multnomah County. It needs to be out of the hands of the state of Oregon. It needs to go to a fed. Like, it needs to go to a federal court. Like, what is taking place absolutely is civil rights issues. It needs to go to a federal court. All of this needs to go to a federal court.
Yeah, but then you'll have Portland trying to say that's a violation of, you know, the governmental rights to do their judicial or whatever they try to say that they're trying to do, or their rights to proceedings and all this other crap, Matt. You could try as hard as people want to sue Portland or to sue. You would have to have millions of dollars behind on judges, millions of dollars of backings to sue Portland.
Well, and I look at it like the whole dang thing is an insurrection at this point. Like, the way they have stacked, the way they have stacked the police force, the way they have stacked the city government, the police chief, even all of them, the way they have stacked it, to me, definitely appears like it's an insurrection. Like, you have literal woke, like people that are driving policies that are clearly woke, like beyond woke, beyond left, extreme.
Yeah, and then you have all these governors and stuff telling their people to attack ICE or to telling their police, like New York's, what New York's trying to do. They're trying to force their police department to start arresting ICE agents.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep, they sure are.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if you have New York PD trying to arrest ICE agents and police draw guns on ICE agents, there is going to be gunfights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There will be gunfights.
Well, if they would just simply do their job and started doing it a long time ago, you wouldn't have these gunfights and you wouldn't have all of these issues. Sam Manila says, every single night I see multiple crimes committed and there is zero enforcement. A good parent knows that the second you stop enforcing expectations in the moment, the children go out the rails. AR, everything ends up gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Give me one second. Let me read some of these. Jacob Weiss says, it looks like the guy who got yanked on that video, he got pulled into the wall of Antifa. The guy, I believe, said that he got pushed, but I think he got pulled and then pushed. That would also make sense because it looked like he was, like, you know, basically being pulled into that crowd. I could see that. Yeah, go ahead, man. Keep raging. I don't mind. Let it out. Let out the hate.
Well, it also feels, in my opinion, with the whole, you know, insurrection thing, dude, New York police, I'm telling you, if they try to do that stuff, all these governors need arrested, like, straight up. They are citing insurrections across the United States. Straight up, inciting insurrections. Mm-hmm. They're telling their people to literally kill ICE agents.
Yes.
Like, what is that shit?
Yes, they are.
Just imagine when Romney gets elected to president, or to the mayor of New York, he'll do exactly what Sadiq Khan has done to London.
turn it into a shithole.
Oh yeah. That, I mean, it's that's the direction where it's going, man. And I wouldn't be surprised. Like, to me, Portland is just as bad as London right now. D-Tom, at what point do we say enough is enough? At this point, D-Tom, before it gets any worse, that's why we say enough is enough. And that is why I've been focusing on this, because after witnessing this crap firsthand, it's not something I'm going to let go. Stank Cottrell says federal courts have also been infiltrated by leftist judges, especially in the Ninth Circuit. Well, there is some hope for the Ninth Circuit, because that's the one that actually allowed the National Guard to get set in. So there's some hope there. So I do believe there's some hope.
Yeah, that was a 2-1 vote with the only leftist judge voting no.
Yeah. C88, what's up, man?
The other two judges.
So would this technically escalate to level now for Portland Police Department to be investigated by the FBI and the Portland Homeland Security?
I would certainly hope so. I feel like there is more than enough information that has been like gathered and sent to the public that would certainly seem that way, that they should be getting investigated at this point. Like, I honestly think that the whole police department needs to get taken over until further notice, until they dig into all of this garbage.
Yeah, and they need to dig into where all that money went to. That got fed down to Antifa.
Yeah.
It's been worse.
The one thing I would say about that is I know Nick Shirley done an interview with Tommy Robinson about his beliefs on how Nick Soros is funding all of this stuff, so it's worth for you guys to go have a look at that.
Yeah, I have been, honestly. Import Dan, what's up, buddy? Long time no see.
Tommy Robinson's on a hit list, man. That dude, they're trying to put him away or kill him over there in the UK, and that's crazy.
Yep.
They've been trying for a long time with that.
Well, he was just walking around the old city. Sure. He was over at the Al-Aqsa Mosque getting discriminated against. Like, I haven't been able to watch it yet because I was busy digging into this garbage, but I mean, the hiring practice is, to me, the way they're going about doing it. Now, all of a sudden, all of that crap we see on the streets makes sense. Like, when you have those people that are running it, now all of a sudden, everything makes sense for why they're policing the way they are, what they're doing.
The thing is with
Tommy Robinson is that I find it very funny that for a guy who was up in court for terrorism charges, was allowed to go on a state visit to Israel, and they say, okay, bye, we'll see you in 3 weeks when you come back.
Yeah. Anti-Commie says that according to the Insurrection Act, refusing to enforce, assist, enforce federal law and force or in federal law, including immigration law, isn't in of itself an insurrection. But they've taken it a step further. And that's why I'm saying the whole place just needs taken over. It really does. Import Dan, what you got, man?
It's been spreading too. So now it's not just Multnomah County that's got those DEI hiring practices. It's now Washington County and Clackamas County as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's spreading further out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And that's what I've seen historically growing up.
You know where I've seen these before? My wife was from El Salvador. Her family was the Civil War there. And that's what the government did there. The government, the left government, hired the Madre Salvatrucha's to basically put the fear into the right, the party of the right. And it's to the point where they all had to leave the country, right? Because they started killing them, and the left wasn't doing anything about it. So yep. That's why that civil war started. It started with the same tactics that we're seeing here in the United States across the major cities.
I believe it. Hey, Castle, what you got?
I'm actually, also hearing.
Hold on.
I was just going to say this actually goes hand in hand with the question I was going to ask earlier. Is that in this point with this? What is teetering on an insurrection, especially since most levels of government within Portland are basically supporting it. Do you think that, well, I was going to suggest, do you think it could possibly end out in a secession, like a state secession from the US? But then again, it would only really be the city. It would only be the liberal cities that would want the secession, while the countryside would be fully supportive of the federal, you know, the feds trying to basically bring order back to the streets.
So over inside Oregon, let's take this for example. Over inside Oregon, you have like Portland, major municipality that is just covered with retards, for lack of better terms. Everybody outside of there is a red-blooded American and believes in what's taking place. Everybody outside of those major municipalities all across Oregon believes in that. So number one, I think you would end up having like a civil war within that state if they tried to do that. I really do. I think people would rise up and just start killing people at that point. Number one. Number two, I think at that point, you are literally looking at an insurrection that is taking place over inside of the United States. Like, I don't think we're teetering on it at all. I think, especially from what I've seen over inside Portland, you have a full-blown insurrection. Like,
oh, 1,000%.
What's stopping the Fed?
Well, that's where the Feds come in. The entire Portland Police Bureau, like the entire government, needs to get looked into, probably brought up on federal charges, because their policies are directly impacting those people that are out there on the streets. They're failing to provide equal protection under the law, and they're pushing, you know, quite literally racist agenda, as if a white nationalist is a bad thing. That's not okay.
And that's not, yeah, and that's not the only place that that's been happening too. I mean, to varying degrees across the US in different cities. It's mainly just West Coast and East Coast cities, but obviously there's a fair few that are scattered around the, you know, east of the Mississippi as well, from what I've heard.
Look at Illinois. If you look at Illinois secession map, Matt, if you were to pull that up, the secession map of all the counties that are trying to, all the counties and boroughs that are trying to break away from Illinois right now and move to Indiana, there's actually a vote going on for in those boroughs to join Indiana.
Yeah, same thing's happening
right now.
Yeah, same thing's happening in Oregon, where you have the eastern side of the state that's trying to break off and go over to Idaho. Like, they don't want to be a part of it anymore. It's gotten so bad. Andre comes in again. He says, this is how socialists will gain power, push out normies until they can get power and fundamentally change the country into a socialist communist country. Yeah, that's the ultimate goal. You know, if I take these policies that they have enacted, that they are preaching and pushing over there, I guarantee you I'm going to ask it, just compare these policies to the communist Marxist agenda and see what ends up popping up. Like, give me a percentage on how well this fits. And it's probably going to be a huge, 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 huge percentage.
Matt, have you seen the Illinois map yet?
I haven't seen the Illinois one, but I know it's taking on all over the place. I know it is.
You should pull that map up for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I would, except I don't feel like going over to Google and searching for something that I haven't found yet. That's generally speaking a little bit harder, so I'm not going to do that right now. But I will look into it and do it later.
I also wanted to add my two cents here. I just wanted to say, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Okay, thanks, brother. Tristan, just hold off on it for right now. I don't want to change topics. Go ahead.
Okay, I also wanted to add my two cents here in saying that lost my train of thought, sorry. No. I had it there, but I just lost it.
You okay? Don't worry. I'm sure it'll come back. Other than that, do you guys have anything else that you want to go over?
Yeah, my two cents, probably a little longer than two cents. Hopefully you can hear me. I think you can.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sometimes this mic acts up. I was born and raised in San Diego. I am 60 years old now. Moved out of San Diego when I was 52. Started paying attention to politics when I was 16. I'm a little behind on your videos, but you know, recently I've watched, you know, what you and others have uncovered in Portland and other places. I think we have a layer of problems. We have what I think it was maybe Hillary Clinton who coined the term, or used the term, she didn't coin it, useful idiots. Those ignorant, uneducated people.
Yuri Bezmenov.
Yeah, I think that's who coined it, but she used it in some interview or something. The ignorant people, you know, a lot, you see them in Portland, all over the street, that are really not educated, programmed to believe something, used to do the dirty work, and you have leaders, police chief, mayor, governor, other politicians who are paid by the hard left to control the useful idiots.
Yeah.
And it's been something that's been happening over years. Here, I'm in Colorado now. won't tell you exactly where.
Sure.
I'm a government contractor. I can tell you what I work on. It's radar.
Okay.
That's not classified. I have an idea. So I told you once in a private message. So I pay attention to a lot of things because I want to know, and I feel like I need to know what might be coming up, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Colorado, I see the California style Dems taking over. I watched California go from a nice reddish purple state into a, I don't know if you'd even call it blue anymore. Blue, it's worse than blue because of what the Democrats have done there. The hard Black. Left. Now I see it happening here in Colorado, and I see a lot of, I think a lot of people on the other side don't know how to deal with it. And it's gotten this far because I also saw a independent journalist, aside from those that were in the, I think you saw part of the press conference where all, Andy Ngo and a whole bunch of Katie and some others were in the White House. If you recall a few weeks ago, and they said, oh, we have a few of them said they had paper trails and evidence of where the money's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That takes time to track those people down. Antifa, the NGOs are very, they've learned to be very covert.
Yes, they have.
With their operations, their money, as who was it? I think Pam Bondi recently said they're spread out. And it was Harmeet Dhillon, because she managed, she helped Andy with one of his lawsuits, which they actually ended up settling. It took him years, in her words, to settle. But she, looking into Antifa, she found that there's lots of cells, like terrorist cells. They're spread out all over the place. There's no real easy leadership to find. Some of them they never did find. They never got them into court. They ended up getting judgments because people didn't show up. So it's a layered problem. So you end up with idiots in the police force, DEI hires or whatever, who just do what they're told. You have some people in, as one journalist, I forget her name, on X said that she knows people in the police. She's lives in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she knows police officers who are against Antifa, want to do something, but are afraid to. And she said there are others. They told her that there are others who feel the same way, but they're afraid to stand up. Having worked with law enforcement, I know, at least here in Colorado, I know that there are officers who are like that. You know, they're afraid for their job. I'm one of those who stands up. I've given up jobs and been you know, let go because I stand up for my principles.
Mm-hmm.
Something my parents taught me. I just, you know, my attitude is, I was looking for a job when I got this one. I'll be looking for a job when I don't have it anymore.
Yeah,
and I've always found another job.
So I mean, what?
And then you have those who are just flat out, you know, Antifa like in favor of them, supporting them.
So I got to ask you, but, like, what's your major concern with everything that you've seen? Like, based on what's going on in Portland, is it just too far gone?
I don't think it's too far. I think the federal government needs to find a legal way, and everything I've seen Trump doing, you know, I don't agree with, I'm like you, I don't agree with everything. I don't agree with everything any politician does.
Right.
My profile on X says both parties suck.
Yeah, it's true.
That's why I'm what's in Colorado is called unaffiliated. It's not independent here. It's unaffiliated. I've been that way for decades.
Nice.
So, you know, he's been doing everything by the law. People say, well, he should just ignore the judges. Well, no, because that's a whole other big issue. That could end up with another impeachment and just all kinds of other problems. Yeah. So, you know, his executive orders, when you read them, you find out it's all, you know, within the law, within the Constitution, federal law, et cetera. And to follow the law, unfortunately, takes time. We want results now. It would be nice if they could just, well, now they can send the National Guard in, thank God, into there in San Francisco if he wants to. I saw the post where he said he's going to give the San Francisco mayor a chance, which is good. And I think that's what he wants. He wants local authorities to do the job.
But that's the problem.
Back to your question, I think the federal government, it's going to take the federal government stepping in. The hard part is there are still people in the federal government who are okay with this because they are hard left Marxists.
Yep.
Kamala Harris was a Marxist. Her sister, her dad, Nancy Pelosi, Newsom. There's a paper trail that shows their history of being communists. I remember Kamala because, like I said, I lived in California. I remember the way she went up in power. Nobody in California liked her, but she got her position anyway.
Yeah. So, like, I think that Trump is trying to do the right thing by making those people do their jobs, right? And I'm pretty sure that San Francisco is going to fail just like Portland's going to fail. Portland's been given ample opportunity. And so at what point do you just say enough is enough? And start arresting these criminals, charging them, and taking over? Because everything that I've seen so far, you just have issues within the governments. You look at what Gavin Newsom's doing. You look at what the mayor of Chicago has been putting out. You look at New York. You look at like Illinois, just in general. You look at Portland. You look at all of these people, and they are literally stacking their cards to go against the feds.
You look at Denver.
Right.
I can't stand Denver. And I used to work armed security in Aurora before TDA. It's an hour drive up there. I had to go drive up there every night. TDA even came down here for a little bit where I live. And it's not as bad as Portland, but it's moving that direction.
It's moving that direction. You know, back in June, I watched a bunch of people in their little meth comas, or I'm sorry, not meth comas, over in their fentanyl, taking their fentanyl naps. And you would have vehicles just pull up, like in front of cop cars sometimes, and just dealing drugs to people. The people would go over, start smoking them, doing whatever, and just pass out and freaking, like, just openly blatant right there in public on the Capitol grounds. Cops don't do anything. And Portland's been that way for a very long time. And I think Denver, only the last couple of years, it's really started to get bad like that. When they start decriminalizing all of the drugs, like back in 2020, 2021, something around there.
Yeah, we got here in 2017 is when we moved here. June 27th, 2017 is when we arrived here. And it wasn't long after that they legalized, well, basically every drug, giveaway needles. And I'm like, oh, they want to be San Francisco up there in Denver. Denver, Boulder, Aurora pretty much control the state of Colorado because that's where most of the people live. And that's where, frankly, a lot of Californians moved to. So it was right. I can't remember exactly when. It might have been 20. No, it was before 2020.
Yeah.
Because I remember being stuck home here.
But I mean, they did weed, but it was ultimately when they decriminalized all of it. I want to say it was 2020 going into like 2021, something around there is when they actually started pushing that. And Denver as a whole came out. It was just like anything, just do whatever the hell you want. But across the state, I believe, because that was when I was a law enforcement officer here in Colorado, it was 2019 into 2020 is when they changed things, going from felony for any of the narcotics to under 4 grams would be a misdemeanor of your schedule ones. And they just, I mean, at that point, they just don't care. And when that's the law across the state, and then you have Denver that goes and changes it, yes, it definitely gets to that point. But Colorado still does a good job enforcing the law. I've seen the Denver Police Department shut down some of these protests. They'll let them walk around and do dumb stuff, but eventually they end up shutting it down. So, like, they've learned their lesson from the COVID-19, BLM movement, and all that crap to where they actually will crack down on it. But at the same time, they have different policies and laws that are in place that still screw the state over. So it's on a it's heading in the direction towards Portland, San Francisco, LA, New York, Chicago. It's heading in that direction pretty quick, but it's still a little bit behind. So I think a new governor in office would fix that.
We have mayors and a governor here that are trying to prevent police departments from doing certain things. We have sheriff's departments across the state are, for example, against red flag laws, mm-hmm. Gun control laws. They want TDA and Antifa and others, you know, and they enforce the law.
Yeah, the
they
last I checked, like Weld County sheriff's doing a good job. Yeah, right. They're not enforcing unconstitutional laws. Yeah. Last I checked, Weld County sheriff's like lots of them are doing it. Local PDs, horrible. All right, guys, I'm gonna have to shut this
down.
They're
beholden to mayors and stuff, and they're, you know, during.
Oh, I remembered what I was gonna say, Matt. Just quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
I recall this, that if the radicals, say radical left get into more power and positions of power, cause more instability. This reminds me very similarly of Weimar Germany back in the 1920s, mm-hmm. and even in 1919 when it was very unstable, and it allowed radicals on both ends to take positions of power. And you know, Hitler, when he rose to power, made himself seem as a leftist at first, as mm-hmm. National Socialism. And then over time, it morphed into fascism. So the thing that which they are swearing to destroy is the thing that they will become if we don't stay rash, reserved. I mean, if we don't stay reserved and reserved, proactive, and calm about this, because if people on the more moderate or right-leaning sides act rash and too quickly and immaturely or violently, then you're giving the left exactly what they want. And that's what Hitler did with like other leftist groups or other moderate groups in Nazi Germany, where he crushed them using policies that were put in place during Weimar Germany's time, during their degenerate period. And that's basically the end of what we're at right now, is the end of our Weimar period, mm-hmm. where we could rather reform into something better or fall into absolute tyranny if we're not careful. I don't believe the states would fall into tyranny, because you guys are just too freedom loving to do that. You would go down fighting if that were to happen. But in Britain, I can see it happening. I can definitely see it turning into a tyranny, much worse than what it is currently.
Yeah. I mean, it's control fast. Go ahead. One last.
Castle, aren't you guys trying to get rid of Keir Starmer as we speak right now, or no?
Yeah, I'm not trying to go into
him. I have no
not,
idea.
Not
man.
Trying
I
to go into longer discussions, up. Man. I do have to shut this out. I've got something that I got to go take care of.
Hey, gents, let me continue this. Let's jump over to the lounge.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Step into the lounge with it, guys. Step into the lounge. If I can make it in there, I will. All right. Hey, everybody participating in the Discord. I really, really, really appreciate you guys jumping in today, giving your two cents on everything. Really, really greatly appreciate you guys. And I'll see you on the next one. Probably going to be live tonight and tomorrow. So I'll talk to you guys here in a little bit.
Have a good one, Matt.
All right. Later, guys.
All right. Later.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go through some of these super chats and take a look at what some of you guys are saying as we've been chatting it up over there. Sam Manila says fascism does not exist without communism. The Nazis didn't call themselves Nazis. They were national socialists. Yeah, no kidding. Stink Trell says there are leftist controlled cities in most states. North Carolina has Asheville, Durham, and Charlotte. It's not just a West Coast problem. Correct, but there is a lot of it on the West, in the West Coast. Borikua, there are Antifa members serving as cops in the Portland Police Bureau, just like many in UNRWA were Hamas terrorists who actually participated in the October 7th attacks. DEI is dangerous. DEI kills. Stay safe, patriots. You know, that makes sense with the Antifa member or the protester that we saw out there that was screaming about how happy she was that there was a lady that was a Portland officer that was on the streets helping him out. Squid says, every time I try to talk about something, the super chats kick me out from your live. That sucks, dude. I notice YouTube does some weird things like that from time to time. Richard says, wish I had more. I know it's not much, but it's what I have. I believe in you. Thank you. You are in my prayers. Are with you. God bless and take care. Thank you, Richard. I really appreciate that. And it's, again, the little donations that end up coming to this channel, $1, $5 donations mean a heck of a lot more to me than the ones that end up being massive. I mean, it's always cool to see those, but people that do just donate what they can seriously helps out, and I appreciate it every single time. It really does mean a lot. Matt Borderson says, I don't mean to be that guy, but does this person have credentials? Yes, he does. Yep. We've talked offline, Matt. Squid Six, I'm in Illinois and it's very bad here. Yeah, I know. It's horrible over there. Stan Cottrell, if ICE starts taking casualties, do you think martial law will be declared and combat troops deployed? I see no other option. I actually heard that the National Guard is going to be showing up to Portland tomorrow, so hopefully that actually happens. Matt Borderson, I agree with some of these takes, but going down the communism route is mega reaching. Honestly, I don't care about these protests personally. I work 9-to-5. You know, I originally didn't care about them either until I looked at how deep this problem actually runs. And what I learned was that these are very, very deep running issues. And what ends up happening is those deep running issues end up making their way across the country. All right. So all of these things that are happening over inside of Oregon or California or Illinois or New York, they're all setting precedent for around. Like, the left is watching. These anarchists are watching and they're paying attention to what's happening. Like, Portland looks like they literally laid the framework throughout their local government in order to have this type of crap take place. They literally took it all over and turned it into this major socialist agenda. It's horrible. Bori. I'm sorry. I just read Bori's. Let's see here. It's out of control. Love USA says the world is complicated and gray, not black and white. You can't ask for everything perfect. Now, the most important things are immigration, economy, law and order. Trump is trying to improve all. He is. Like the gentleman that was speaking, it was saying, you know, I do not agree with everything the Trump administration does. I do not agree with a lot of the different crap that's taking place. And anybody, I think, in my mind, that agrees wholeheartedly across the board with another human being is lying to themselves. So there's never another person on this planet where you're going to get 100% me and this person see eye to eye literally on everything. Like, it's just not normal. I don't think you're being honest and true to yourself if you think that way. So. But there's nothing wrong at all giving praise where praise is due. Candace Cook says, research Obama's hero, Saul Alinsky, a step-by-step playbook for socialist communist silent takeover. Look it up. All right, now I got to look that up. This freaking crap, man. It's out of control. I hate all of it. Like, everything that I've been seeing, everything that's going down is all out of control. I saw something about Fort Worth, Texas. I want to see if I can pull it up and show it to you guys. Apparently, the school got taken over by the government because, like, the school board was doing some communist stuff. This actually says the Texas Education Agency is taking over Fort Worth ISD. It spent millions in indoctrinating students, causing scores to collapse. Students were seen doing military-style formations and chanting Barack Obama. I'm going to put that up on the screen for you guys. This is type of crap that we need to avoid in this country. As I sit here and sign off to you again, pay attention. If you're not subscribed to the channel yet, for the 2,000 of you guys that are in here hanging out with us right now, make sure you are subbed to the channel. Turn on your notification bell, because when things go down, I'm going to be here. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness. God bless. I am out of here.
Come and say, what is MBK?
My brother's keepers.
What is MBK?
My brother's keepers.
When was it founded?
2014.
When?
2014.
By who?
Barack Obama.
Who?
Barack Obama.
For why?
To help young men of color transition from one life stage to another.
Why, Zion?
To help young men transition from one life stage to another.
Why, Kimo?
To help young men of color transition from one life stage to another.
Who was it founded by?
Barack Obama.
Why do we stand in V formations?
Because we have each other's backs.
They weren't convincing. Why do we stand in V formation?
Because we have each other's backs.
Why do we stand in circles?
Because we're all leaders.
Is Africa a continent or a country?
Continent.
How many countries in Africa?
55.
Why?
Because.